This is excellent news. On my screen, it reads here, Aaron McLeod, spokesperson, Crime and Action Group. This is good timing. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, John.
You could not have timed it better. We've just had Cole on the line saying, what on earth are we going to do about this tidal wave of children committing the crimes that used to be the exclusive domain of adults?
Yes, John, yes. It seems to be a new career these days, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. 11, 12, 13, 14... Just outrageous. Now, Aaron, let's talk about, because I know you were putting together this convoy against crime. How's it going?
Excellent, John. Yes, we're doing our launch today, informing the community that it's happening this Saturday, John. At 9 o'clock at Down Park at Edmonton is where the assembly point will be. It is a motor convoy. So we're living in COVID times, so social distancing, things like that's been a bit of a problem for us as a community action group.
Yeah.
John, we're actually launching today the convoy for this Saturday coming the 24th of October, okay. And the assembly will be at Down Park at Thompson Road at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, John.
Now, where will the convoy go?
The route for the convoy will be along Thompson Road and then out onto the Bruce Highway there, across the railway line at the lights at Edmonton,
yep.
And then take a hard right there on the Bruce Highway and all the way down into town onto Mulgrave Road and then onto Florence Street. And the rally will conclude there adjacent to Munro Martin Park, John.
Okay. When you say adjacent to Munro Martin Park, where does that actually mean?
Well, what it means is that the traffic effectively, once they get to Munro Martin Park, that'll be the conclusion of the rally as the participants drive through the Sheridan Street, Florence Street intersection.
Yes.
We've got permission from the police, John, for participants to sound their horns and make some noise at that Munro Martin Park site.
Yes.
Because that's where members, supporters, victims of crime, we're all going to be gathered there at Munro Martin Park to greet the convoy, the residents of Cairns, safely travelling in their car and expressing quite subtly, John, that they're very disappointed with the way the government is handling the crime issues and certainly youth crime in Cairns.
Aaron, how can we convey to listeners now the importance of them getting in their cars and taking part in this? Because what happens is so often, even though people have been victims of crime, even though they're terrified or disgusted with what's going on, they always have a way of saying to themselves, oh, I'll let the others do that. I'm busy doing the lawn or the garden or washing the dog or whatever. How can we convey the importance of people not passing up this opportunity to show visually how disgusted we are with the pathetic efforts to bring this crime orgy under control?
Well, I mean, there's a small window of opportunity for us now, John, obviously leading up to the election. Those people who have made their minds up about the policies that we've seen over the last 30 years, really, in our area, but certainly the last 10 years particularly, they've probably made their mind up about what decision they're going to make come the 31st of October. But we certainly respect people to, you know, go about their day and to enjoy their freedom at home. You know, we don't expect anybody to come out, you know, and to participate in the rally. We want that peace and quiet for people at home. But there's a bunch of people out there, John, that are living in fear.
Yes.
And if it's a neighbour or if it's a friend or a family member, as we know from the recent Cairns Council survey, you know, approximately 50% only, John, feel safe at home.
Mm.
I mean, that means that there's nearly 50% thereabouts that don't feel safe in their own home.
Yes.
So that's a substantial percentage of people in Cairns, you know, that are actually living in fear and they cannot go about their daily business with freedom. And this rally is so important for Cairns and for the residents because it's an opportunity for us to peacefully and quietly send a real strong message to the government that Cairns and Cairns as a city, as neighbours, loved ones, family members, we're simply just not going to cop it anymore, John.
Okay. Now, you made this point that because of the COVID business, it's a mobile display of anger or angst or whatever, but there won't be a rally in the city as such where people will be, I don't know, addressing the crowds or whatever?
Well, there will be a small group, and we've spoken to police, of course, and we're seeking, you know, we've got their guidance and their direction on running this rally. As you might recall, John, we had over 800 people registered back in April, just as COVID had hit, to run a peaceful protest at the courthouse back then. And that was when we had substantial, you know, youth crime activity in Cairns. And there were a lot of people angry at that stage, and they all wanted to come out and voice their concerns back in April at the courthouse. The police cancelled that on us because of COVID.
Yep.
So we've got their direction on this one, and we're allowed to have a relatively small crowd at Munro Martin Park there, John, to hold signs and banners, of course,
okay,
to talk to victims of crime. So okay, we don't want people to come to Munro Martin Park and gather there in large numbers.
Okay.
We don't want that to happen. We would prefer people to jump in their car,
yes,
have a safe drive from Edmonton into Munro Martin Park, sound the horn, express their voice,
yep,
in that sense, and then people will keep driving and go about their day, go and buy a coffee downtown, support the local economy in Cairns, John.
I think this is terrific. By the way, if you're listening to this, say, oh, this is everybody else. No, it's not. You're potentially the next victim, or your partner, your daughter, your son, your grandparents, whatever, could be the next victims of these appalling crimes in our midst. Now, it's a motor convoy leaving Edmonton 9 a.m. down Park is where everyone's going to be gathering. Then Thompson Road, then Highway Mulgrave Road, Florence Street, etc. When you get into Florence Street intersection there at Sheridan Street, everyone's asked to blow their horns, fundamentally to say, we're all together on this. We demand action. I mean, the point needs to be made here. You're going to vote possibly, if you didn't vote yesterday, over the next week and a half or whatever. And there'll be people who are putting their hand up and they've said nothing effective. They've said nothing that convinces you they're doing anything effective about this juvenile crime wave or crime wave generally. Don't vote for them. Find somebody else to vote for, particularly if you can find someone that says we're actually going to do something that might work. Find them to vote for God's sake. Stop rewarding these people that leave us prone to these grubs in our midst, which gets seemingly worse every year, particularly when it comes to the age of some of these offenders. So please take this on board. It's your opportunity to express your anger, your disgust with the lack of effective action by our legal system, juvenile justice system, and say it's not enough, we're not tolerating anymore. If you've got a candidate saying, yeah, we've got really good plans that genuinely will convince you that we mean business, well, find them, vote for them. Aaron, look, good luck on Saturday. Can you ring back in on Friday and make sure everyone's reminded about this?
Absolutely, John.
Wonderful.
Thanks so much.
Good on you, Aaron. Aaron McLeod there, he's heading up the Crime and Action Group, that convoy against crime this coming Saturday 9, starting out there at Edmonton. It's...